Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avimarasi Sheyichyu and for all those who are ill with the coronavirus. They should have a for Shleima, and we should be Zocha Bekarov to see a Yeshuas Olamim. We're going to be discussing Amir Tashem, the Sugya of Chadash, which is brought in Parshas Emor. Torah tells us, Perek Chaf Gimel, that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you should bring the first of your harvesting to the Kohen, bring a Korban Omer, and you are not allowed to eat the new grain until you have brought this Korban. So the Yisr of Chadash, this is called Chadash, not to eat the new grain until the bringing of this Korban HaOmer, this barley offering, from the first of your harvestings to Hashem. In the Gemara Menachos, in the Samach Aleph, is in Machlokas Amoraim, what's Matir, what permits the Chadash, the new grain, for eating? Rav and Shmuel both say that if the Beis HaMikdash is around, the Omer is Matir. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, then Heira Mizrach, when it gets light in the east, it becomes Matir. And what's the reason that there's a difference between Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim, that the Omer is Matir, and there's no Beis HaMikdash Heir HaMizrach? Because we have two Pesukim. One Pasuk says, Ahaviyachem, until you bring it, you have to bring the Omer. And the other said, Ahatzim Yomazen, until the 16th of Nisan, till this very day. So how does it work? Which one is it? Until you bring the Omer, until the day. So the answer is, if there's a Beis HaMikdash, then you have to bring, then when you, till you bring the Omer. And if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then on the very day of the 16th is Matir. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both say, even when there's a Beis HaMikdash, doesn't matter. Heir Mizrach Matir and Hadaviyachem is a mitzvah. Rashi says it's a mitzvah to wait until that Kravas HaOmer. But you're not over on any lav. It's a mitzvah to wait until that Kravas HaOmer, but you're not over any lav if you eat the new grain before the Havas HaOmer. HaKopanim, we see that Bizman HaZeh, that there's no Omer, everybody holds Etzem HaYom HaZeh until this very day, Tezayin B'Nisan, that's what's Matir Chadash. However, there's Machlokas Tanoim, if it's Matir B'Tchilasa or B'Sofa, according to Chachamim, since once Heir HaMizrach, the 16th, it's Mutter immediately, Mitakonis Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the Gemara says, you have to wait the whole day, Yom HaNef Kulo Atzer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Chadash is Mutter at the end of the day, because Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh means Ad Ve'ad b'chlal, including the whole day. Now it's a davar pashut that when the Beis HaMikdash was around, according to Rav and Shmuel, that the Korban Omer is Matir Chadash, the whole Tvua, wherever it was, is Tali by Korbas HaOmer Bilvad. Even the faraway places, it's all Talui in that Korbas HaOmer. And that means that if you're in places where the time schedule, where the clock is behind Yerushalayim, then you can eat it earlier. And if it's where, if the clock is after Yerushalayim, then you have to wait till later. It all depends on when it's actually brought in Yerushalayim. Depending on what time zone you're in, you have to always that always has to reflect what is happening in Yerushalayim. You can only eat it wherever you are when they are makriv before the Omer in Yerushalayim. The Rambam writes this explicitly in his Perush HaMishnayos, that it all depends on where you are. Wherever you are, there you're going to eat when they are makriv in Yerushalayim. So there's no set time. If you're in a time zone earlier than Yerushalayim, then earlier, and later than later. So the question is, Bizman HaZeh, where we're not bringing the Omer, Heira Mizrach Mutter, do we establish the time when it is Ha'aretz HaMizrach B'Yerushalayim, when it is light in Jerusalem, or no? Maybe the Etzem HaYom is Matir, wherever you are. There's already a Shai on the Keren Ora. Other Achronim, the Briska Rav, said that's Lefizmano. That Bizman HaZeh, Tezayin, wherever you happen to be, that's what's Koveh. The Or Sameach discusses this in Tamina Musaf and Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin. However, the great Tzaddik and Gaon Reb Leibel of Mintzberg, he had a different approach, and he felt that even Bizman HaZeh, that the Omer isn't Karev, and the Isser Chadash becomes Mutter, Mitzad Etzem HaYom HaZeh, nevertheless, it's always established based on Ha'aretz Mizrach B'Yerushalayim, based on when it becomes light in Yerushalayim. In other words, wherever you are, you can't say, oh, it's the 16th, I'm allowed to eat. No. You go on, you see, you look at your calendar, you look at the person that goes online, and he sees when is Ha'aretz HaMizrach, when does it become light in Yerushalayim? Tzemach Ronim Seh means Netzach Chama. When's Netzach Chama in Yerushalayim? Because the Ein Geder Adavar, that the Yom is Matir Mikoach Atzmo, the Heter is Etzem HaYom HaZeh, which is Zman HaKrevas HaOmer. So there are two matirim. There's a matir when it comes to when there's a Beis HaMikdash, when you're makriv the Omer. And then there's the other matir, is when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Zman HaKrevas HaOmer B'Yerushalayim, which is Tez Zayin B'Nisan Nisan in Yerushalayim. But it has to be based, even B'Zman HaZeh, on when it is time in Yerushalayim, and not when it is Tez Zayin B'Nisan where you are, because the Zman HaKrevas HaOmer is connected with Etzem HaYom HaZeh. If we can be Makriv of the Omer, then great. And if not, the day of that Krevas HaOmer, but the day of that Krevas HaOmer has to be in Yerushalayim, just like the Krevas HaOmer itself is in Yerushalayim. We also learn in Menaseches Menachos, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, that in Mishrishu Kodem Omer, Omer Matiran, Vim Lav, Asur Natchi Yavo Omer Abba. So if this means that if the grain took root before the Omer is Matir. And if not, it's Aser until the next Omer. In other words, the Omer is only Matir Tvua that existed at the time of that Krevas Omer. That means it already took root. If it takes root after that Krevas Omer, then it's considered like the Tvua of the next year, and you have to wait till the next year. And even Mizman Azeh, the 16th is not Matir, Tesayim Benitzin is not Matir, Tvua that wasn't mushish, only Tvua Shekvar Hushisha that already took root, that is what Tezayin is Matir. So passing Shulchan Aruch here, Derei Tzadi Gimel, Sif Gimel, Tvua Shalosh Risha Kodem Tezayin Benisan, Aser, Achi Yavo Omer Abba. So the question is that what about Tvua that was mushrash that took root on the 16th in the middle of the day, Lefum Riata? Apparently, this Machlokes is Talui, that the one who holds Adva Ad Bechlal, and the day is only Matir Besofo, as we learned earlier. So then it was Mushrash Bizman HaOmer, right? Because when is the Omer Matir at the end of the day? So if it was Mushrash, if it took root in the middle of the day, then you're Beseder Gomer, because it took root, and then when the Omer becomes Mutter, when the Omer is Matir, the new grain, it had already taken root. In the middle of the day, it took root, and then at the end of the day, it's Matir. But L'divrei HaOmer, according to the one who holds that Hei Ramizrach Matir, that it's Mutter already at the beginning of the day, Bizman HaZeh. So L'chora, you lost it, because it's too late. You missed the train, because it didn't take root before Hei Ramizrach. It has to take root before Hei Ramizrach. It doesn't take root before Hei Ramizrach is Matir, the new grain. And if it took root after Hei Ramizrach, it's, as they say in Portuguese, Tishbet, it's too late. But based on what we said, it would appear now like this, that even according to the Man D'Omer, Hei Ramizrach Mutter, the Tvua that was Mushrish B'Emtzei Yom Tezayin is also Mutter Mitzad Etzem HaYom HaZeh. Since the Koach of a Heter is Tezayin, is because it's Zman HaKrava. Why is Tezayin Matir? Because it's Zman HaKrava Sa'omer. So when is it Zman HaKrava Sa'omer? The whole day. So even part of the day is enough to be Matir the Omer. So you're right. You're right. You can already eat the new grain, Hei Ramizrach. But if it took root later in the day, then it also becomes Mutter, because the whole day is Man HaKrava. Just like we say that when we say that it's that Hei Ramizrach is Matir, it's because Hei Ramizrach in Yerushalayim, because that's the Zman HaKrava Sa'omer, and the Zman HaKrava Sa'omer, where's HaKrava Sa'omer? In Yerushalayim, so you know there's no Omer. We still go based on Yerushalayim because Tez Zayin was established, because that's the day of HaKrava Sa'omer, so it's connected to the HaKrava Sa'omer, which is in Yerushalayim. So too, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's established based on the time frame in Yerushalayim. So too, all day is the time for HaKrevas HaOmer. Since all day is the time for HaKrevas HaOmer, Memele, even if you hold Hei Ramizrach Mutter, but if it takes root in the middle of the day, so since it's still Zman HaKrevas HaOmer, so the Omer, it's still going to be Matir, even in the middle of the day. So even that grain that grew later on in the day, since it's still Zman HaKrevas HaOmer, it's the time that you would normally be Makrev of the Omer this year, not, because nobody's a Mikdash Chashal. But since it's Zman HaKrevas HaOmer, it's the time you normally Makrev of the Omer, that is enough to permit this grain that only took root in the middle of the day. However, despite what we said, the whole day is Zman HaKrevas HaOmer, if they were Makriv the Omer before, then no, it had to take root before HaKrevas HaOmer before. And even according to the opinion, the Etzem HaYom HaYamatir, even when the Omer was Karev, and the Havtama for the Omer, waiting for the Omer is only Lemitzvah, it's better to wait for the Omer, even according to this opinion, if the Tvua took root after HaVas HaOmer, then the Etzem Hayom is not going to be matrid from its Isser, because since we're dealing in a case where they're actually makriv the Omer b'foal, the time is no longer considered Zman HaKrava, rather the person has to wait until the next year. And there's a lot more to say on this sugya, and hopefully in the next shir we will go more into it. B'siyata Dishmaya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.